Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm John Moenkel. On today's program, we visit with Knoxville Parks and Recreation Director Brandon Nemers about the latest with Parks and Recreation in Knoxville. All right, we're talking Knoxville Parks and Recreation as we start to transition here into the fall months of the year. First of all, Brandon, a big ribbon cutting coming up on Wednesday with the Coppertine Trail. Tell us what's going on Wednesday.
Long project, but we've crossed the finish line here. We're going to have a ribbon cutting Wednesday at 10 a.m. on the hospital grounds there where we made the connection. It's been a long process. I'm trying to thank everybody for their patience during it, but it's open, it's paved, it's graded, there's grass coming up, and you know it's been officially open for a couple weeks now. So we're pretty excited for that. We expect a pretty decent crowd for that. We've invited quite a few people that had a hand in it to get to this point. So,
and we've received some questions into the radio station, like, you know, what types of recreation are allowed on the trail, like walking, jogging, rollerblades, stuff like that?
Biking, walking, running, rollerblades, scooters, nothing electric, nothing gas powered, those types of things. But yeah, it's been great. You know, there's the no motorized vehicle signs that are at each, you know, break in the trail there. So people have been happy. We're hearing good positive comments, which is always nice. It makes the whole process worth it. And we hope to continue planning for, you know, another extension. You know, this extension took 16 years, you know, from that very first time it was put down in 2005. So let's hope there's not another 16-year gap for the next mile. So we're proud of it, and we appreciate everybody that had a hand in it.
And some fall programs just getting underway, I understand, right?
Yeah, our soccer and flag football will kick off here on September 14th. So coaches will be getting in contact soon with the players and participants there. We play those games here on the Recreation Center grounds, so we thank everybody for getting those registrations in on time. And we're excited. It's a good time of year. A lot of stuff going on. The weather's changing, and football and soccer season. So,
and then probably, like you said, weather changing. Maybe another solid month here of good outdoor recreation time. That being said, some things are going to be closing up here as we move closer and closer to winter, right?
Yeah, we always kind of shoot for that October 15th to winterize our bathrooms and drinking fountains. So We try to post when those things are happening. It's based on staff availability, the days, the weather, but typically it's around that October 15th where we start to close those areas up for the season. So, and then those will be closed all winter long until about the middle of April. So none of those areas are heated. That's why we can't keep those amenities on. Sometimes people get confused of why do those have to be shut up, but we don't want pipes frozen and things bursting. So
we got a flyer here for a lifeguard class coming up next month as well. Tell us about that.
Yeah, we're always looking for lifeguards here. We can actually train our lifeguards in-house here. Olivia Crawford, who's our aquatic supervisor, can teach the lifeguard course here, you know, right in our facility, certify you through the Red Cross. So we've got a course coming up at the end of October, but our registration deadline for that is September 20th here at 9 p.m. So we need staff just like the rest of the world. We kind of had to shorten our hours a little bit in the pool here due to, you know, lifeguard availability. So we're always looking for lifeguards. We have this time put in place that after 3 months of consistent employment, we will reimburse the $165 registration fee for that lifeguard course. So, you know, we're looking for lifeguards for all times of the day and the evening here. Typically that pool's open right away in the morning, and then, you know, we close right before the facility closes. So, and then the nights and weekends. So it takes a lot of lifeguards, takes a lot of staff to make all these things happen around here. So if they have any questions, you know, they can contact the Recreation Center here and we can answer those.
And then talking some facilities, some new flooring in here, I understand, in the gym. Is that correct?
Yeah, we resurface the gym, the racquetball court, every year. So that has just been done. So it's been open here for a couple weeks. We're in full swing, full schedule of fitness classes for the month of September, and you know those are included in your daily admission or your membership. So yeah, it's that time of year where we get a little bit busier inside. We kind of spread that busyness out from the pool and the gym side. So yeah, we're excited for those classes. You know, our instructors work hard on those. Those are all certified classes. They put a lot of hours in to make those things happen. So we appreciate them as well.
Anything else you want to touch on before we wrap up today?
Yeah, I just want to, you know, appreciate everybody that supports us, that's, you know, been patient with us through, you know, the COVID process, through the trail process. You know, we there's a method to our madness on why we do things. So, you know, we appreciate feedback, but we also like to hear, you know, the positive things as well as, you know, when the trail got done, the amount of people that have came through that I have never even seen before that just popped in and, you know, wanted to tell us, hey, you know, we appreciate that. So that makes it all worth it and keeps us pumped and keeps us going.
Thanks to Knoxville Parks and Recreation Director Brandon Nemers for joining us on today's program. If you miss any of our Let's Talk programs, find them under the podcast section at kniakrls.com and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Knoxville.